Democrats decry spending cuts in Trump's 2026 budget proposal. Washington, Democrats expressed their objection to President Donald Trump's fiscal year 2026 budget proposal, criticizing the proposed big cuts to social spending programs. The Trump administration on May 2 published an extract of the president's recommendations to Congress for fiscal year 2026, which is the first step in the process of funding the government for that period. The proposal pertains to discretionary spending, which involves all federal programs excluding entitlements like Medicare and Social Security. It seeks cuts to programs run by the U.S. Agency for International Development, the Department of Education, the National Institutes of Health, the Environmental Protection Agency, and others. Other entities, such as the Departments of Homeland Security and Health and Human Services, the latter for a Make America Healthy Again initiative, will gain funds, with the net reduction in spending being $163 billion, or 22.6% below previous levels. Defense spending in the 2026 budget will remain unchanged from the previous year, at $892 billion, but may be increased by the ongoing budget reconciliation process for 2025, leading to an effective defense budget exceeding $1.6 trillion. Democrats have long championed several programs that the administration seeks to cut, many of which were started during the Biden administration. They have vowed to oppose any bills that act upon these recommendations. Guts healthcare, slashes education, and hollows out programs families rely on, wrote Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer in a statement published on social media. Maryland's Governor Wes Moore, a Democrat, said in a statement on social media that the most vulnerable among us would pay the highest price. The president's budget proposal would kill jobs, hollow out healthcare and public education, and accelerate the reckless assault on Maryland's economy that started on January 20, he said, referring to the day Trump returned to the White House. Representative Mike Quigley, a member of the House Appropriations Committee, shared a screenshot of the proposal regarding a cut of $315 million to preschool development grants, which the administration alleged was promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in early education. The administration has sought to eliminate DEI initiatives, which it considers discriminatory, from the federal government. "You can count on a hell no from me if this Trump budget ever gets a vote," wrote Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy on social media. Many Republicans are jubilant about the budget proposal. "President Trump's 2026 skinny budget is a huge move in the right direction," wrote Representative Mark Harris on social media. "It returns our budget to pre-COVID spending by cutting $163 billion in wasteful, woke, and weaponized projects and programs. President Trump's budget would eliminate the shelter and services program that facilitated swarms of illegal aliens into American communities and saved taxpayers $650 million, he noted. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Lisa McClain wrote on X that the request prioritizes our nation's security rather than Green New Scam initiatives. The office of House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries did not immediately respond to a request for comment.